预备了儿子。
So according to what the Lord promised, he has prepared andhelp Sarah to get pregnant to give a son to Abraham.
神的应许不会落空的。
So whatever God promised will not fail.
以撒的生子是奇妙的诞生。
So the birth of Isaac was a miraculous one.
他的诞生预表了两千多年之后有一位婴孩在巴勒斯坦的伯利恒诞生。
But it's also a foreshadow of what is going to happen 2,000 years later, that anothermiraculous birth in Bethlehem.
这位婴孩耶稣的诞生会比撒拉的诞生更奇妙。
And that was even more miraculous.
它比以撒的诞生更奇妙。
More miraculous than the birth of Isaac.
刚才我们所念的经文，耶稣基督降生的是记在下面。
So we have read the passage in Matthew, that says, This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about.
他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟。
His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph.
还没有迎娶。
But before they came together,
玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。
She was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit.
以撒的诞生是丈夫跟妻子结合之后而生的。
So as old as Abraham and Sarah were, the birth of Isaac was still the product of a husband and wife coming together.
耶稣基督的诞生不是丈夫和妻子结合而生。
But not so for the birth of Jesus.
乃是圣灵感应而生。
He was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
这是以人的理性思维也想也想不通的事情。
That also would blow people's mind if you try to explain it logically.
怎么男女没有结合就有孩子呢？
How could it be that a life is conceived without father and mother coming together?
到底什么是圣灵感应？
So what exactly does it mean that he was conceived of the Holy Spirit?
莫非耶稣和玛利亚还没有结婚就有夫妻关系？
Did Joseph and Mary have relationship before they got married?
圣经告诉我们，他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶。
Now here is what the Lord's word of the Lord said. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together.
约瑟是一个怎样的人呢？
And what kind of man was Joseph?
圣经说他丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明羞辱他，想要暗暗地把他休了。
Here's how it's described. Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the Lord, a righteous person.
现在问题来了。
Now, so here comes the question.
圣经不是说她丈夫约瑟吗？
But the question is, now, didn't the Bible say that Joseph was Mary's husband?
他们的关系不就是夫妻的关系吗？
So if they were already husband and wife,
要回答这个问题要以几方面来看。
So why would we say that they hadn't come together? So we need to answer this question in a few ways.
首先我们要从圣经看经文如何描述约瑟。
So first, we need to look at how Joseph was described in the Bible.
圣经说约瑟是个义人。
The scripture says Joseph was a righteous person or was faithful to the Lord.
换句话说，他在神的眼里是被称为义的人。
God has proclaimed him to be righteous.
被称为义的人是一位顺服神话语、内心里面有神的人。
Whoever God proclaimed to be righteous is one who obey God's word and have the Lord living in his heart.
被称为义的人是惧怕神的，就是敬畏神的人。
And he has a reverential fear of God.
表示说耶稣在迎娶玛利亚之前不可能和玛利亚同居。
Therefore, before the time of the wedding, they would not have relationship together.
这样做的话是在当时的社会里面会被视为犯奸淫的罪，会被处死的罪。
Because having sexual relationship before the wedding would have been condemned as adultery, and they would be condemned to death.
约瑟和玛利亚他们被称为夫妻。
So, but then how come they were called husband and wife?
但还没有引起到底是怎么回事。
And then they had not had the wedding.
回答这个问题就要看当代当时代圣经的背景。
To reconcile this, you have to look back to the custom of that age.
耶稣时代的风俗习惯是怎样的风俗习惯？
In the time of Jesus, how were marriage arranged?
一对年轻人要结合，必须要有经过三个阶段。
Usually there are three steps before boy or young man and a young woman get married.
第一个阶段是订婚的第一个阶段。
The first step is the first step of engagement.
这个阶段的犹太青少年，男孩子大概是十二、十三岁的时候就开始物色对象了。
This step happens when the Jewish boy was age of 12 or 13.
他们那个时候很早就是这样，这是他们的风俗来的。
Now that's the way they were then. Doesn't mean that you have to do it now.
物事终身叛逆的事也是落在父母当中，也替他们来物事对象。
And the parents were very heavily involved in searching for the appropriate bride for the young man.
当他们找到合适和满意的伴侣之后
，When they have found the ideal girl.
他们就会在双方的父母亲面前彼此的宣誓。
And they would make a vow before the parents, the respective parents.
宣誓当中表示对方是他们的未来的丈夫或者是妻子。
So they make a vow that this so and so will be my future husband or my future wife.
他们彼此在这一段还结婚之前，就是彼此的忠心。
And that they will be faithful to each other.
他们要等候将来结合的时刻。
And faithful in the sense that they will wait for each other.
第二个阶段就是订婚的第二阶段。
And then the second step of engagement.
这一个阶段是进入正式结婚之前的协议。
And this would be a formal legal agreement before they get married.
在签订协议是要在证人的面前签约。
This agreement needs to be signed before witnesses.
所签的协议是法律上认可的协议。
And it's legally binding.
签订了协议之后，他们的身份就是丈夫和妻子的身份。
So once that agreement was signed, their official relationship was husband and wife.
但是他们不能够同居，是被禁止同居的。
But at that point, they were still not allowed to live together.
他们不能够有夫妻的关系。
And they do not have the marital intimacy.
因为丈夫还没有，他们不能够是因为丈夫还没有正式的迎娶妻子进入家门。
They cannot have that relationship, the intimacy until the wedding that formally received the bride into the husband's home.
所以就在这里就解析了，约瑟和玛利亚的关系就是在这个阶段里面，他们可以彼此称为丈夫或者妻子。
So Joseph and Mary had gone through the second step. They were formally engaged, had the legal agreement, but the wedding had not taken place. They were called husband and wife, but they had not had the intimacy.
那就是马太福音第一章十八节说，他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，就是这样的，就是这个原因。
And that was described in this passage, verse 18. Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together.
在这段的这个阶段的夫妻，由于妻子还不能和丈夫同居，在律法上来说，任何亲密的关系都被视为犯奸淫的罪。
And according to the law at that time, if the husband and wife were found to have intimacy together, it would be considered adultery and they could be condemned to death.
犯奸淫的罪根据立位记二十章十节、生命记二十二章二十三到二十四节，都是要被石头打死的。
And the penalty was defined in Leviticus and Deuteronomy.
第三个阶段就是正式结婚的阶段。
And then the third step would be the formal wedding.
这个阶段和第二个阶段来相比的话，是大概相隔的大概一年多的时间。
And usually the formal wedding would take place about a year after the engagement agreement.
这个阶段是正式的成婚。
And that is the time when they can live together.
就好像跟中国人一样，新郎和新娘都必须要穿上很漂亮的结婚礼服。
And in a lot of ways, the Chinese wedding took place in that fashion as well, dressed in the very festive the dress.
他们要在众人面前举行很隆重、很隆重的结婚仪式。
And we'll have a very pompous ceremony and large banquet.
那一天新郎就会带了他的一批的死党，就是他的好朋友。
So the groom will take with him a large group of.Groom's best man.
他们就要列队浩浩荡荡的到新娘的家去。
With a big procession and go to the bride's house.
他们把新娘迎娶入门。
And there to receive the bride.
他们要从新娘的家到新郎的家，在路上新郎所带来的那批死党、那些好朋友都有保护新娘的责任。
And all his friends that go with the groom to receive the bride will take a long procession home, and they will be there to protect the bride as well.
然后他们一路上向着新郎的家进行。
So they would march from the bride's home to the groom's home.
到了新郎的家后，就开始一个很盛大的宴会。
And then they will have a very big banquet.
在这个宴会里面，他们吃吃喝喝。
And they will eat, drink, and be merry.
那父母亲跟亲戚朋友呢，就在酒席的当中祝贺和祝福新郎和新娘。
There will be many congratulations, well wishes, and blessings from friends and family.
那个正式的婚宴就在那个时候签约了。
And that is the consummation of their marital steps.
在犹太人的婚姻的礼仪里面，我们很清楚，玛利亚还没有进入约瑟的家门。
And therefore, from this passage, we understand that Mary at that time had not gone through the third step, the wedding step.
再加上当时犹太人的严格风俗习惯及律法，玛利亚不可能和约瑟怀孕生子了。
Living under the very strict rules governing how they should behave before and after marriage, Mary should not have had the intimacy with Joseph.
路加福音第一章第三十四节，当天使 加百列告诉玛利亚她要怀孕生子的消息后，玛利亚的回应是什么？我没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？
So when the angel Gabriel told Mary the news that she was going to carry a child, her initial response of astonishment, because since I'm not married, how could this happen?
从玛利亚所说的话可见，玛利亚的怀孕不是夫妻结合而怀孕的。
And therefore, from all these passages, we can tell that the conception that Mary had was not from what normally happened between husband and wife.
再次的印证是玛利亚的怀孕是圣灵感应，怀孕而生的。
But rather that she was conceived of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督的诞生是奇妙的诞生。
And therefore, the birth of Jesus was a miraculous birth.
这个诞生不是科学可以解析的。
It's not something that's explainable to science.
这个诞生是超越自然的。
It is supernatural.
这个诞生是超越理性的。
It is beyond logic.
这个诞生是神迹奇事，是神的作为。
And it's a miracle and a sign.
以撒的出生和耶稣基督的诞生，两者都彰显了神的能力。
And both the miraculous birth of Isaac and that of Jesus both manifest the power of God.
以撒和耶稣基督的诞生的不同是，以撒是男女结合而生，他的诞生是属肉体的。
But even though both being miraculous, there's still a big difference. Isaac was still born of the product of a woman and a man. And therefore his birth was still of flesh.
他的诞生是受到有限的时间和空间所限制。
And his birth was still limited by space and time.
他诞生后的这个生命是有限的生命。
And he's still a finite human being.
有一天，以撒他会年纪老迈而去世的。
And he would go through aging process and eventual death.
耶稣基督的诞生不是男女结合而生的。
But the birth of Jesus Christ was not.
乃是圣灵感应而生。
It wasn't the product of a man and woman, but rather the product of a conception by the Holy Spirit.
所以他的诞生是属灵的诞生。
And therefore, there's a spiritual birth.
因为他是神，因为他是神，所以他是诞生是属灵的。
Because he was conceived of God, and therefore his birth was spiritual.
他的神人两性就在他诞生后。
And at the same time was also a physical birth, and therefore Jesus Christ was fully human and yet fully God.
耶稣基督是神降世为人来到世上的目的是为了救赎人类脱离罪恶的捆绑。
He is God himself coming to earth to become a man in order to save human beings from the bondage of sin.
他的目的是要使人恢复他们跟神之间的关系。
And the purpose of his life is to reconcile people with God.
各位，我们所信的神是又真又活的神。
Dear brothers and sisters, the God we believe is a living God.
这位神是蛮有能力的神，蛮有权柄的神。
And he is a powerful God.
他要和我们建立美好的关系。
And he wanted to reestablish the relationship with us.
所以不知道你是否已经和他建立这美好的关系呢？
Now have you done that yet?
所以第二点我们要看的是约瑟跟耶稣基督的诞生是他们两个的诞生都是凭着神的应许生的。
And the second aspect of similarity is that both births were according to promise.
以撒的诞生是奇妙的诞生。
So the birth of Isaac was miraculous.
是神迹奇事。
It's a miraculous sign that God did.
是一个在不可能的情况之下而诞生的生命。
A life born in a completely impossible situation.
以撒的诞生是照着神的应许而诞生。
And his birth was also one of promise.
当亚伯拉罕在哈兰的时候，神已经暗示给亚伯拉罕说他会有后裔。
Even as early as when Abraham was still in Haran, God already hinted to him that he will have his own son.
神说，我必叫你成为大国。
God said, I will make you into a great nation.
当亚伯拉罕到了世界后，神的话语更清楚啊。
And after Abraham moved to Shechem, that was made more clear to him.
他说，我要把这地赐给你的后裔。
God said, to your offspring, I will give this land.
来到创世纪十三章十五到第十六节，神对亚伯拉罕说：“凡你所看见的一切，都要我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。”
And move a little further to Genesis 13. God said.All the land that you see, I will give you and your offspring forever.
神也描述他的后裔是多到不可能数算的。
And God said his offspring will be like the dust of the earth, countless.
到了十五章第四节的时候，神告诉亚伯拉罕，谁是他的后裔。
And then a couple of chapters later, God told Abraham who will be considered his offspring.
他说，你本身所生的才是你的后裔。
God said, a son coming from your own body will be your heir.
神意思亚伯拉罕他会有后裔。
So God promised Abraham that he will have an offspring.
但是亚伯拉罕等候到99岁的时候，神才清楚地告诉他，明年妻子撒拉会生子。
But it was many years later, when Abraham was already 99, that God told Abraham very clearly that this time next year, your wife Sarah will have a son.
经文是记录在第十八章。
And this was in Genesis chapter 18.
在十八章这一章里面，神亲自以人的样式向亚伯拉罕显现。
And that chapter recorded how God appeared to Abraham in the form of man.
神很清楚地告诉亚伯拉罕，到明年这个时候，我必要回到你这里来，你的妻子撒拉必生一个儿子。
So God said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son.
这对亚伯拉罕和撒拉来说是应该是一件非常兴奋的消息。
And this should be an exciting news to Abraham and Sarah.
在这里我们看到以撒的诞生是凭着神的应许生的。
And we see that the birth of Isaac was according to God's promise.
就好像加拉太书第四章二十三节说，那自主之妇人所生的是凭着应许生的。
Galatians 4:23 said, But his son by the free woman, which is Sarah, was born as the result of a promise.
这里自主妇人是指撒拉。
The free woman.
耶稣基督的诞生也是凭着神的应许生的。
And so also was the birth of Jesus Christ, according to promise.
早在耶稣基督诞生之前的七百年，神借着先知以赛亚应许将来耶稣基督会为我们人类诞生在这个世界上。
So even as early as 700 years prior to Jesus' birth, God already gave a promise that his son will be born for the human race.
以赛亚书第七章第十四节说，因此主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。
Isaiah 7:14 says, Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel.
第九章第六节说，因为因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙，测试全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
And Isaiah 9:6, For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
以撒是凭着神的应许而生，是赐给犹太人的。
Isaac was born according to God's promise as a gift to the Jews.
目的是要使万民得福。
But in order to bless all nations.
亚伯拉罕和以撒 的后裔就是耶稣基督。
And that offspring of Abraham and Isaac was Jesus Christ.
也是凭着神的应许而生的。
And that offspring was also born of, according to promise.
他的诞生的目的是为着世界上的每一个人而生。
And his birth was for everyone in the world.
还有我们能够成为神儿女的身份。
For the purpose that we can all receive the right to become the children of God.
他要我们得到的是永生的生命。
He wants us to receive the everlasting life.
这是神给我们的应许。
And that is the promise God has given to us.
加拉太书第四章第二十八节说，弟兄们，我们是凭着应许做儿女，如同以撒一样。
Galatians 4:28. Now you, brothers, like Isaac, are children of promise.
约翰福音第一章第十二节说，凡借待他的，就是信他名的了，他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
John 1:12. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
各位，能够成为神的儿女乃是一个福分。
Brothers and sisters, it's a great blessing to become the children of God.
是一个非常，神的儿女是一个非常高贵的身份。
It is a high honor.
因为我们可以称天父为阿爸父神。
We can call, Heavenly Father, Abba Father.
成为神的儿女，我们可以很自由地享受在天父中的一切丰盛。
When we are children of God, we can enjoy all the riches of blessings that God has in His house.
哥罗西书说，因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体地居住在基督里。
Colossians 2:9. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form.
成为神的儿女，我们的福分也是能够得到天父的看顾。
So one of the blessings that we have as the children of God is that we will be cared for by our Heavenly Father.
所以马太福音六章三十一到三十三节说，你们不要忧愁，说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
So Matthew 6:31 says, So do not worry, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?
这边讲，你们需要的一切东西，你们的天父都是知道的。
Your Heavenly Father knows that you need them.
不是我们要做的是本分是什么？你们先要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。
But what is requested of us is that we seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and then all these things will be given to us.
我们生命中的一切，包括吃喝穿，还有我们精神上的需要、心灵上的需要，只有神能够满足我们。
So God can fulfill all our physical needs, our emotional needs, and our spiritual needs.
盼望你也能够成为神的儿女。
So it's my sincere hope that you also become a child of God.
盼望你能够领受神为你预备的福分。
To receive the blessings that God has prepared for you.
第三，我们要看的是耶稣基督为世人而诞生。
And the third is that Jesus was born for all people.
以撒预表了耶稣基督。
Isaac was a type of Jesus Christ.
以撒是亚伯拉罕的独生爱子。
Now Isaac was the only son of promise of Abraham.
耶稣基督也是神的独生爱子。
And Jesus Christ was also the only begotten son of God.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
以撒的诞生是为着犹太人。
Now, Isaac's birth was for the Jews.
就是他们都是神的选民。
Because the Israelites are chosen people of God.
耶稣基督的诞生是为着全世界的每一个人。
But Jesus was born for all people.
圣经说神爱世人。
Because the scripture says, For God so loved the world.
神爱不同肤色的人。
And that includes people of different color.
神爱不同的种族。
Different ethnicity.
神爱不同地位的人。
Of different stature in life.
神爱不同性别的人。
Or different gender.
神爱世界上的每一个人。
He loves everyone in the world.
耶稣基督的诞生是为了你而我诞生。
And so Jesus was born for all and born for you and for me.
神爱我们到底爱到怎样的一个地步呢？
How much did, does God love us?
圣经告诉我们神只将他的独生子赐给他们。
He loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son.
耶稣基督的诞生是神为世人所预备的。
And so the birth of Jesus Christ was something that God had prepared for everyone in the world.
他来到这个世界的目的是为了世人的罪。
The purpose of his coming to this world was for people's sin.
他不惜自己牺牲自己啊把担当在十字架上。
And he would sacrifice himself on the cross.
原本我们要为着我们自己的罪负责任。
We should have been held accountable for our sin.
我们要向神交代我们所做的每一件事情。
We should have we should have account to God what we have done.
圣经说罪的工价乃是死。
And the Bible says the wages of sin is death.
神知道我们担当不起我们所犯的罪。
God knows that we are unable to pay for the penalty.
现在耶稣基督来到世上代替我们的罪死在十字架上牺牲了自己。
And so Jesus Christ came to the world and died in our stead.
罗马书第五章第八节说唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死神的爱在此向我们显明了。
So Romans 5:8 says, But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we are still sinners, Christ died for us.
约翰一书第四章第十节说，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
1 John 4:10, This is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹和朋友们，耶稣基督爱你，爱我。
Brothers and sisters and friends, Jesus Christ loves you and me.
他为我们的罪牺牲了自己。
And he sacrificed himself for our sins.
我们原本跟神之间的关系是隔离的，被隔离的。
We were separated from God.
因为神是圣洁的，我们是污秽的，圣洁跟污秽不能够相接近。
Because God is a holy God and we are filthy. And those who are holy cannot be together with the filthy ones.
罪使我们和神隔离，现在呢，耶稣基督十字架上的爱除去了这个隔膜。
But even though sin has separated us from God, but the love that Christ has demonstrated on the cross has closed that gap.
使我们能够成为神的儿女。
And he brings us back to God and becomes children of God.
圣经说，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
The scripture says, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
神对我们的要求就是来到他的面前，相信他和接纳他，成为我们个人的救主和生命的主。
What God asks of us is to believe and receive him and come before him to receive him as our Lord and our Savior.
我们如果肯相信耶稣，他为我们的罪死在十字架上，并且接纳啊，他成为我们个人的救主和生命的主，神就会接纳我们。
If we are willing to believe and confess and that he is our Lord and Savior, we will be saved.
神就会赐给我们权柄做神的儿女。
Then we'll have the right to become the children of God.
成为神的儿女。我们就能够永永远远与神同住。
And that we may be able to spend our eternity with God.
我们就有永生的盼望。
And then we have even the hope of eternal life now.
各位朋友，如果你还没有相信耶稣基督和接纳他成为你个人的救主和生命的主的话，你现在就可以来到神的面前做这样的祷告。
So, friends, if you have not received Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, please do it now.
这个祷告说，主耶稣，我承认我是一个罪人。
With this prayer that says, Lord Jesus, I confess that I am a sinner.
我相信你为我的罪死在十字架上。
I believe that you've died on the cross for my sin.
我现在来到你的面前，接纳你为我个人的救主和生命的主。
I come before you to receive you as my Lord and my Savior.
求你接纳我成为你的儿女。
Please receive me as your child.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 如果你愿意这样祷告的话，我们现在就低头，我们一起来祷告。
So if you're willing to pray this prayer, please bow your head and pray.
如果你愿意相信耶稣基督，你就跟着我，我念一句，你也念一句，来一起祷告。
And if you're willing to make this decision, you can pray after me. After I say the sentence, you can say the next.
主耶稣
，Hello, Lord Jesus.
我承认我是个罪人。
I confess that I'm a sinner.
我相信你为我的罪死在十字架上。
I believe that you died on the cross for my sin.
我现在来到你的面前，接纳你为我个人的救主和生命的主。
I come now before you to receive you as my personal Savior and my Lord.
求你接纳我成为你的儿女。
Please receive me.As your children.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 如果你做了这样一个祷告，我要恭喜你，你就是神的儿女。
If you've prayed this prayer, I congratulate you because you are now a child of God.
但是你最好是来让我知道。
I would also would like to know that personally.
我要恭喜你。
Yes, so that I can congratulate you personally.
Please, everyone, stand up. Ah, 无里有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。这是。